The Pokemon Days of Summer. It's hot today. Very hot. I'm sitting at my desk in a near-abandoned elementary school. I'm not there because I have any real work to do, but because I don't want to waste any more of my vacation days. You see, even though the students are on summer vacation right now, the teachers still have to work. I'm using the word work loosely in this case, as there really isn't anything to do. The important thing, at least to the Japanese taxpayers who demanded it, is that they should at least be at the school. But this is where the requirements end. Since there are no classes, students, meetings, or really anything going on, it's up to the staff to, as best as they can, pretend to be working. Some are better at this than others. You see, some of the teachers will have their PCs on and be typing on them quite frequently. They'll just have the same document and keep reopening it, typing a couple lines, deleting those lines, and then typing them again. It was about 2 weeks before I realized that they weren't actually doing any work at all. But as I said, some don't even try this hard. At one of my schools last week, the vice principal was just loudly snoring at his desk. You see, he must have been really tired after a morning of watching baseball on the staff TV. As for me, I fall somewhere in the middle. I usually study Japanese or read a book, making it look at first glance that I might be actually doing something productive. But none of us are fooling anyone. The reason we have to be there is that as public servants, we are expected to work for our pay the same as any other government workers. That means always showing up for work on time and staying the full day, even when there's nothing whatsoever to do. Yet it still feels like work. It's 92 degrees Fahrenheit in the staff room right now. There's no air conditioning and just the whirring of two ancient fans fighting a losing battle to circulate the stale air. I'm covered with sweat. I'm not usually bothered by perspiration. After a nice run or during sports, it's welcome and satisfying feeling. But here I am now, literally dripping with sweat, doing nothing more physically demanding than turning the pages of a new Anthony Bourdain book. It's more than a little humiliating. Today, one of the students is wandering around the staff room, staring at me and petting my head. I get this a lot from kids, especially kids who have never seen blonde hair before and therefore must touch it, I guess. But he tired of me pretty quickly and focused his attention instead to his Nintendo DS. Since he didn't use headphones, I could tell from the music that he was playing Pokemon again. He sat there playing it for a while until an older teacher wandered over to him and said, "Pokemon again?" I was sure he was going to be scolded for playing video games in the staff room, but the kid merely smiled and handed the system over. The teacher studied it for a while and then said, "Oh, you're at this part. What Pokemon do you have selected?" or something along those lines. Then they launched into a very detailed, and I kid you not, 2-hour discussion about Pokemon. I don't really know anything about Pokemon myself, but this kid and the teacher seemed to be experts. I noticed at this point that the teacher's laptop computer was covered in Pokemon stickers. I didn't catch a lot of what they were saying, since it was in a mixture of casual Japanese and formal Pokemon, but I'm guessing that this kid comes pretty often to the staff room because everybody seems to know him. The tea lady gives him snacks, and the other teachers ask him about his latest Pokemon accomplishments. I also noticed around this time that two female teachers near the window were having a fairly spirited conversation about a recent Pokemon movie. It seemed at least today to be the de facto topic of conversation. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. I can't imagine a situation like this happening back in the United States or even in my previous job as a junior high school teacher. But I suppose, after a bit of reflection, it kind of makes sense. You see, in elementary school, teachers want desperately to find some common ground with their students, something that can be used for motivation and to inspire interest in whatever topic they'll be presenting in class. Some kids play sports, but not all kids. And some kids like Harry Potter, but not all. Kids have so many different interests, but one seems to be almost universal. Pokemon. I have yet to meet a kid who didn't know it or like it. I mean, not all of them play the games, but everyone is familiar with it in some way, either the TV show or the movies or the merchandise. Everyone likes Pikachu. So for a teacher to be able to rattle off a list of Pokemon and their abilities must give them a ton of respect in the eyes of these third graders with their Squirtle backpacks. It's after lunch now. The kid has gone home, probably to eat his Pokemon brand curry with special Pika spice. One of the teachers appears to be working really hard on his PC, but a glance over reveals that he's actually reading something on Wikipedia. It seems I'm not alone. I sit here counting the minutes until I can go back to my air-conditioned apartment. I'm also secretly wishing that I knew a little bit more about the monster-collecting phenomenon, just so that I'd have something to talk to my students and, it appears, fellow teachers about. Maybe I do have something important to do on these long, slow summer days. Perhaps there is something worthwhile I can devote tomorrow's workday to. Perhaps tomorrow I should play Pokemon.